Of course, you can email us at unabatedsports@gmail.com. We're going to go out to the phone lines now. Mike from Westchester. Mike, welcome to the show.
What do you say, guys?
I say it's been a crazy day. Have you been able to absorb it yet?
Things are kind of hitting the fan, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, you know, hey, guys, I'm telling you now, I am not, you know, we have to reserve, you know, obviously everybody's, there's knee-jerk reactions. I could give one, but look, I'm not, I trust Krivsky. I really do. I honestly think, you know, that the fact that Kearns and Lopez, two starters, have been traded at once. I mean, he traded three guys for five. I know two of them are going to the minors right now, but hey, you got to trust the guy, don't you?
Yeah, Darryl Thompson is going to be probably one of our top pitching prospects now in our organization. And I've got to think that Bill Bray is going to be an effective pitcher right away. And
Majeski, I like Majeski.
Yeah, Majeski's definitely going to contribute from day one.
And you know, okay, Royce Clayton is 36 years old, but Royce Clayton's a veteran that knows how to play. I got to believe he can help, you know? I mean, Lopez, we don't know if it's too early to give up on him or not, but hey, look, he wasn't, you know, Jim Bowden traded for him a few years ago from Toronto. Jim Bowden drafted Kearns. Krivsky found somebody he could make a big deal with that he thinks will help this ball club, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people say that this is a planning for the future move because Bray is a high prospect. He's young. He hasn't played much. This is what we needed. We needed the bullpen help.
Exactly.
I think Lopez was expendable, and I think we can do without Austin Kearns. That's a big loss, but I don't think that's going to really handicap our offense the way some people are suggesting.
No, I don't think so either. Kearns is a good player. He's not a great player. Look, the key is to how well DeNorfia plays in right field, you know. And I think I like DeNorfia. I know he's not a power hitter, but this trade, they had to, with the Guardado deal and now this deal, Krivsky addressed the bullpen. He had to do it, and he did it.
Right, like Paul Daugherty said in his column the other day, you know, you got to make a move.
You do.
And that's the big thing. It's just at least trying to do something.
Sure.
And we've been calling for it for weeks and weeks on the show that we needed the bullpen help. We were willing to trade one of our better outfielders. I wanted to trade Dunn.
I know.
But Kearns, I mean, we can, I think that he has a little bit more upside. He's better defensively. But you got to give up something to get something.
Exactly. Mark, I tell you, people got to, you know, I know there's a lot of Austin Kearns lovers because he's a local, he's a Kentucky guy,
right,
but you got to get past that. This is a business. This is baseball. You're trying, Krivsky's looking at the bottom line and looking, trying to make the team better.
Well,
that's what he did.
Well, what the deal with that is, I mean, if you want to keep the local guys, you're selling the ballpark experience. You know, come out, enjoy the park, see the local guys. They'll hit some home runs. We'll cheer for them. They're never going to be great.
Place, right?
They'll lose 9-2.
But then if you want to be competitive, you've got to try and make moves like this and bolster up your weak areas on the team.
Yeah, I mean, Houston just made a deal yesterday to get Aubrey Huff. They're trying to do something. They needed a bat. And so now the Reds, you know, we're only as mediocre as this division and as this league has been, with the exception of the Mets, basically. It's very winnable, or at least the wild card is. You know, you got to go for it.
Yeah, and they're trying to win it now. They're not satisfied just with the ballpark experience anymore.
Right, like under Carl Lindner, he didn't care if they won or not.
No.
You know? So this is great. I mean, when I say great, we got to trust Krivsky and look down the road and see how it pans out. And I wish Kearns and Lopez and Wagner all the best. But, hey, this is the way it goes. I'm very upset with Odell Thurman today.
Oh,
no question about that. How in the world? You can't miss a drug test. I'm sorry. You can't do that.
I mean, especially with the NFL rules. I mean, a missed drug test is the same as
a failed one.
Exactly. So that's why, you know.
The missed meetings, the missed practices, those add up and hit him in the wallet book.
Oh, man.
Hurts the team, sure, but it mostly hurts him. But now losing him for four games is a tough blow.
And they get this Ahmad Brooks. You had to know that they knew something was going on with Thurman, and they covered their butt as much as they could by getting this Brooks, who certainly has some issues, but the guy's a tremendous. I saw him play. He could be a tremendous player.
Yes. I mean, he could have been a top 10 draft pick a couple years ago.
No question.
He was a finalist for the Butkus Award as a sophomore.
As a sophomore.
The guy can freaking play.
And yes, he can.
If he can get his act together, I mean, he could be one of our best defensive players a few years down the road.
And you got to figure Odell will learn from this. You would think this won't, nothing like this will happen again if he wants to be the player that we know he can be. So, hey, you know, it's another setback, but something good could come out of it. And as far as what happened today with the Reds, like I said, I am in Krivsky's corner. Everything he's done so far has worked out. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Sounds
okay,
good.
Guys?
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay, bud.
That was Mike from Westchester calling in at 868-9664. You can.